This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we celebrate 7-Eleven on a Bad Choice Friday. So the tunes Ice Cube, Today Was a Good Day, and Salt and Pepper. And What a Man, Mike. How was the voting?
Not bad at all, Miles. It was some spirited voting out there, but we are going to enjoy a little Ice Cube on a Bad Choice Friday.
Let's go. Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to Men's Room, 99.9 KISWCM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys ever feel disrespected?
Yeah, all the time when I go home.
Every single day when I come to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mike looks across at me. I can see the disrespect in his damn eyes.
Damn right!
Damn right. Nice support.
You damn right. I disrespect the F out of you, Ted.
Right. I got no respect for you. Preach.
Right. Say whatever you want, pretty boy.
Extends down the hallways as well.
So Rick Springfield was on the Today Show yesterday.
Rick Springfield, great guy.
Real nice guy.
Man, oh man.
You remember him?
Did we have him in?
Yeah.
This is the one interview you don't remember that I do. That is weird. But yeah.
Jeez, well, I'm not.
Seriously.
Helping.
Remember,
I'm
not, tall.
You remember every interview.
Dark hair.
Yeah.
Used to be a soap opera star.
Yeah, I'm not helping this story.
He just put a book out.
Oh, my God.
And the thing was, we had no idea what he'd be like, Ted, right? And you were like, yeah, I kind of remember his name, Jesse's girl, right? He came in, did the interview, one of the coolest guys, open about everything. Didn't matter what you asked him about. He was cool to talk about.
He looked like he could be Chris Cornell's uncle.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, apparently, much like me, he got disrespected on the Today Show.
By people not remembering who he is?
So, yeah, we'll play the audio, but basically, they talk about him, and they mention right. Jesse's Girl, then a song that's not his.
Oh.
And then the second part of this is you'll hear him during an interview, the guy who's interviewing him yawns, and Rick notices.
How many Rick Springfield fans are there out here?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse's girl.
Is he singing 8675309? Is that Rick?
That's Thomas Two Tones.
Wow. The Two Tones. Wow. Very close. Wow. But again, they're big fans of Rick Springfield.
We are.
It's really taken on a life of its own after I recorded it. Am I boring you?
No. Actually. You're not at all.
No, dude, it's early. Don't worry about it. I'll yawn too. I'll probably yawn.
Damn.
I mean, you're doing an interview looking at the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just, I mean, look, man.
Right.
We've done a lot of interviews, and you do have a certain professional thing you got to do. Yawning, I think, I would rather fart during an interview than yawn.
Or
if I fart, then I farted. If I yawn, I am telling you, you are not interesting.
Yeah, I mean, remember years ago we were interviewing, was it Duff and his wife?
Yeah.
And then yeah. I was professional, but as soon as that interview ended, I had to run to the bathroom. I was like, I almost crapped my pants during that interview. Yeah.
But you stayed in.
I stayed in. So I was like, I can't walk out of the studio
right.
while like, and they were like, where Mike is. So I'm looking at him like, I can't just be like, I'm out.
Jesus. See, yeah. That's how you do it. You held a poop. And we had a photo. Yeah, I won't say.
Well, on the Today Show, I guess they got to be a little more professional. That's just crazy. Don't yawn in the dude's face.
No.
I mean, even there's a way, you know, like, look, I grew up going to church. There's a way to yawn and kind of cover it up.
Let me see what the
church taught me that.
Yeah, because my jaw draw. Like, I'm.
You ever talk to someone, they're kind enough to not yawn in your face, but you can tell they're yawning with their mouth closed? You know,
like
you're
that?
Looking right at him. Right, and we all do it. And it's like, boy, I hope I'm disguising this. You're not.
Oh, sorry, man. It's 9 o'clock. I'm not really out this late.
All right, let's see. Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the writers of Seinfeld. He's got a new HBO show in the works. No word on the title yet, but it's a sketch comedy series about American history.
All right.
I finally did watch that last season of Curb. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's just very, very, very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Barack and Michelle Obama are producing it. One of the writers says, quote, the characters Larry is playing didn't change history. In fact, they were largely ignored by history. And that's a good thing. 6 episodes, no air date yet. But they said that most of the guest stars will include some of the Curb cast members that you've seen.
Makes
before.
Sense. All right.
Some of these shows are good, too, right? Like, I remember Drunk History. Like, I learned a lot from that show. And it was funny, too, but they did the reenactments and stuff. And, you know, it doesn't matter. History's written by whoever writes it.
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean? So it's like one that I clearly remember was like the Wright brothers, right? Like the sister had a lot to do with it. But like.
You mean there's a Wright sister?
There is.
Yes, there
no
is,
way.
My brother.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And she don't get any credit?
Have you ever heard of her?
The Wright sister?
No.
Huh.
What did she contribute to this? Or was she just. Basically the third part of creating this aircraft.
If I remember correctly from that episode, she's basically like the third part of creating the plane, getting it to fly, everything else, she's there.
I've never heard of this one.
Right. Then there's some rift between the family, and basically the brothers are just like, she don't get any credit.
Damn, man.
The Wright sister.
I know.
So that's a lot of things that can happen.
Do you remember her
starring
name?
Starring Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
Do I remember the sister's name?
Yeah.
Sister Wright.
Sister Wright.
No, I don't.
That's
I, again, not helping. I've insulted Rick Springfield, disrespected him. I don't remember her name.
You know what?
At least, hey, I'm the only one in here that can even acknowledge that she exists, Mike.
No,
Catherine
man.
Wright.
I only go to CBS to say change the name of the Equalizer. called The Right Sister. There you go.
Change the name of the Equalizer.
Yeah, Queen Latifah plays Equalizer.
No, that's right.
Or the chick from SNL.
Yeah. The Right Sister.
Right Sister.
I designed the plane too, mother.
All right.
No.
I know. So I'm saying, I'm sure Larry David, the people he will pick, probably have a lot. They probably played a very important part.
Sure.
You just don't know their names.
All right. You right? should email Amen the Right Sister.
Mm-hmm. Right Sister.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm going to get a shirt. I support the Right Sister. Like, you misinterpreted what it's about, man.
That you got to be careful with a shirt like that, though.
Yeah, thanks.
What is that? It's W. It's W. Right?
You have to exercise caution.
If it says right. But if it's W, it's a name.
Correct, maybe. But...
W-R-I-G-H-T.
But you also could have spelled it wrong. There was right. a dude I knew in eighth grade. He had a denim jacket, and he ironed on these words. It said, Nate the Great. His name was Nate.
Okay.
He spelled great, G-R-A-T-E.
Oh, yeah. Not great at spelling.
We never told him. We're like, that is so awesome. Nate the Great.
You should have got him a cheese grater.
I had... there was this famous religion teacher at DeMatha, right? A guy named Bill Kelly.
All right.
BC, like, BK was, he was a different dude, right? But, like, very, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the relationships between teachers and students in an all-guy school is a little different, right? He'd give you the business, okay. to say the least. Yeah. So he was kind of famous for doing these wild tests. So one of them was 50 true or false. And all 50 were false.
Okay.
And I spelt it floss.
Floss, F-L-O-S-S.
49 times.
Yeah. Floss.
He's like, Smitty, you got 49 of the 50 right, but he's like, you spelled false wrong. 49.
Oh, my.
Floss.
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 Floss, boss.
Not getting by me.
Wow.
I'll start saying that. Floss. I believe what you're saying is floss.
Right. Tooth or floss.
Oh, I've seen this before. That's a floss flag.
All right. I encourage everyone to start saying floss in place of false just to drive other people crazy.
I'm going
to
combat these floss accusations.
And tooth. Right. And your tooth.
You guys want to play truth or floss?
Tooth. Tooth or false?
So obviously celebrities don't start out as big names. And this is a kind of funny list of just some big celebrities that had background characters before they became famous.
All right.
Okay.
True or floss?
It's tooth.
Steve Carell.
Okay.
You would, Mike, if anybody knows any of these, I would.
So these are can you name the show or movie that they did the role in?
He was in a movie called Curly Sue.
I don't even know the movie.
Nope.
He was the silent host at a restaurant. I mean, these are so specific.
The silent host.
Host, yes.
So I'm sure he was the host at a restaurant and just walked to the table.
I mean, they got to start somewhere.
All right, Sean Penn.
Nope.
He was. Miles, you're the only one in this room who I think watched this show.
Oh, the TV show.
TV show from the 70s.
Electric Company?
Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
No. Uncredited role.
I hated that show.
Well, I'm just saying. None of my household made you watch
that white show.
Yeah. No, that was not that.
The Waltons were on.
I was going to say that was the Waltons.
The Waltons were a little cooler than this Little House on the Prairie.
No, they were not.
Yes, they were.
They were both terrible.
They both were, yes.
All right, Kevin Costner. Go back to 1982. I believe this was a movie called Night Shift.
Oh, Night Shift. I actually saw that movie.
I think I remember the movie. Was that John Travolta?
No, that was
Kevin Costner. Well, he had a bit part, I know.
Wasn't it Henry Winkler and who was the first Batman guy? In the movie.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Well, Kevin Costner was in there. He played a frat boy.
A frat boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, and Shelley Long.
Benicio del Toro. This was a...
He's got such a blend in the background.
All right,
face.
This one's different.
Three Amigos.
He was in somebody's music video sitting on the hood of a car.
All right.
1987.
White Snake.
I can give you one hint. Thrill hates her.
Madonna.
Yeah, good call, Miles.
It's in a Madonna video.
He sits on the hood of a car, Madonna's 1987 video for La Aza Bonita.
Oh. I remember that crappy song, yeah.
Oh, God.
God. I really do hate it.
That was a terrible era.
I know.
God, all that right. music sucked.
Angela Bassett. She was in...
Angela Bassett?
Bassett.
It's like the dog.
Like Hound, man. Yeah.
All right. She was in Kindergarten Cop as a...
kid.
Was she
cop?
One of the teachers?
She was a flight attendant.
She was a flight attendant. Oh. Huh. No kidding. So
these roles, that's what I'm saying. These are background characters.
I loved that movie.
I know. I was like, I know Mike loves that movie, but there's no chance. Next time you watch it, you'll notice.
It's not the tumor.
To the
it's not a tumor.
Get
back to the carpet.
Bring your toy to the carpet.
Doesn't it take place out here or in Oregon?
Ooh, it might. I forget.
You can look it up. I'm almost positive Kindergarten Cop takes somewhere in the north. Takes place somewhere in the north.
We should be so proud.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Well, we have Harry and the Hendersons.
Well, that makes sense. You know, masterpieces.
Let's see. Yeah. Brie Larson and Ashley Benson in 2004. They were part of a group of mean girls in 13 Going on 30.
I liked that movie, too.
All right.
Brie Larson.
So they must have been the teenagers then.
What was the premise of 13 Going on 30?
So before she became Jennifer Garner, this 13-year-old, I'm trying to remember all the things here. She wants to be 30 years old because she sees all these magazines. It's this one specific magazine. I don't remember the name of it, but she sees all these.
So she wants to be 13.
No, she is 13.
She is 13.
She wants to be 30.
And that's the Jennifer Garner character.
Correct.
30-year-old.
And then she ends up, you know, it's one of those she made a wish and then some friggin' fairy dust
now
fell on her.
Does Jennifer Garner go to be 13?
No, Jennifer Garner is her 30-year-old self who wakes up one day and she's like, She's her 13-year-old self in her 30-year-old.
That's what happened to me, man. I was a 13-year-old white girl and said, I want to be a 56-year-old bald black guy.
Miles,
seriously.
Just think of it as like a female version of Big.
Big.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Right? There was a kid. Okay, yeah. And then when the kid gets big, he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah. It was a cute movie. Mark Ruffalo was in it, too.
Okay.
Can I be Jennifer Garner
the
for
Hulk?
A day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Hulk, yes.
It's a good movie.
I wouldn't leave the house.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Was she in another music video?
Nope. This is a TV show. Pretty popular. It was an HBO series.
Sopranos.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Played a high schooler in an episode of Sopranos in 2001.
That makes
all right.
Sense. That totally makes sense.
Yeah. She's from that area.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been that.
She's Italian.
She would have been
Stephanie,
that
what's her name? Girl Grazio or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Garbanzio.
Grazio.
Garbanzio beans.
Stephanie El Grazio.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jenna, I get this one. Jenna Ortega?
Yeah.
Basically.
From the Shell Company.
I know. That's
all you can think about. I'll
be dead honest. I grew up in an El Paso house.
Kindergarten Cup was in Astoria, Oregon. So yeah,
right.
You're right. You're right.
Say thanks,
you
Mike.
You weren't an Ortega family?
No, we were strictly
El Paso.
El Paso.
El Paso.
Interesting.
El Paso and then Pace Picante.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those commercials hit hard, man.
Pace is awesome, dude. I grew up on Pace.
New York City. I was like, Mom, Dad, we can't be getting crap from New York City. Right. We need Pace Picante sauce.
Did that work?
That's also the age. It did. That's also the age, though, where, like, you don't want chunks. You just dip your chip in the...
I did not like chunks when I was young.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I'm old, it's like, get the chunks. Sauce. So she will return as Wednesday Addams in season 2.
It's been so long.
Part
so
1
Thursday.
Wednesday. Basically, she's just saying there's something patronizing about dressing in a school uniform.
Yes.
Right? Like, she's an adult. She's like, I'm going to keep doing it because everybody likes the character.
Right.
And she's like, I'm kind of over dressing like I'm a schoolgirl.
Yeah, my understanding, it's a very funny show, I thought. But my understanding is she kind of hates playing the character.
You're in your early 20s. You're going to still play kids. You have a baby face. You're going to still be
brother,
a child.
If you're going to pay me what they're paying her, and they said, we need you to be a fourth grader, but in.
Well, right. She's just saying, look, she's like, I'm already short. People already kind of physically look down to me. And then she's like, and then when I'm dressed like this, like, she's like, basically, she's like, people treat me like a child. Right? She's like, I'm not a child. So anyhow, look,
so that's
she's
her
gonna,
issue.
She's gonna
I'm not a child, damn it.
I'm not a baby.
I'm wearing an outfit. Cut it out.
I'm not in a bad mood.
God damn it, I drove here, man.
I am not angry.
I'm going to the bar after this.
I have a hangover.
She just comes in.
Well, she also said she wanted to be like a pop icon kind of character.
Right.
And she's like, but Wednesday is like an outsider. And she's basically, she's just like, this is how we know she's a good actress. And she's basically like, I'm nothing like this character.
And I hate playing it.
Oh, I saw a good one the other day with the actor who was Rafi. I think it was the name of the character.
Oh, yeah.
On The League.
I forget his name, though.
All right. But he's an actual, like, if you ever saw The League, the character is a maniac. He's
right.
Drinking.
He's a cokehead.
Right, cokehead, this and that. So he's like, it's tough to go out. He's like, I'm happy people love The League. He goes, nobody ever talks to me about any of my other roles. They're just like, Robbie, we're getting shots, this and that. He's like, that's not me. Right? He's like, it was a character.
Idiots.
Right. Whereas like George Wendt, who we knew as Norm, he was like,
he would drink a beer.
He would drink a beer with you. Right.
But they're not doing, it's just a beer.
I wish people knew me that way.
I know.
Well, you talk about shots all the time.
But it doesn't happen to me.
Not enough.
Well,
quit pulling your hats a damn low and wearing sunglasses when you go to the bar.
We got a new world record for the smallest violin.
Not enough. We'll have a free shot.
You got baseball going on. There's some golf tournaments. The main thing this weekend is you got the Wimbledon final on Sunday at the Wimbledon Tennis Club. They'll be dressed in all white.
Hush.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. California Woman's home is overrun by packages that she's received for over a year. Meanwhile, suddenly like Jeep owners, tiny, tiny ducks in New York suddenly appear. Nurse cuts off a patient's leg without telling anyone. A daughter who gave parents eulogy is actually the perp that had a gun. And a man who lost his job says he killed his wife because he didn't want her to be homeless. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. As you can tell from Miles' haiku, none of these are going to be all that fun. We go to Wisconsin, where a nurse got a little ahead of herself. She works at a senior care facility, and one of her patients that was in her care after a bad fall at home had contracted a bad case of frostbite in his feet. The affliction was bad enough that his feet went necrotic, and the man had to be moved to hospice care.
Wait, when did this happen?
It's a little while back.
Okay, all right.
But still, you fell at home. Maybe it took them a while to find the guy.
Right.
But frostbite.
So he must have fallen outside of his
home. He's in Wisconsin, so
maybe he's in a hot spot there.
But
trying to do the math on this.
But he had to move to hospice care because they went necrotic. But fear not, our heroine stepped in to help ease the man's pain and give him a little quality of life in his decline. She amputated his feet. The bigger issues here are that she did the procedure without the patient's permission.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
I don't know if he was unconscious or if she actually put him under or something like that, but then she's just like, hey, I'm just going to take these.
Jeez.
Against the direct orders of the facility not to, she brought it up to him and said, we need to get these feet off this guy. And they were like,
not only that, she's not licensed to do so.
Right, I mean, right. Anyone
all
can amputate
things,
a body.
Right. All
oh my
of these
God.
Things.
Right.
Yes.
This is out of your realm.
And then the guy dies.
And then the patient died just days after the procedure.
That is insane.
She claims that she had nothing but good intentions in doing what she did, but fellow employees suspect something more nefarious. Regardless, she was taken to court and pleaded no contest. But the thing is, she goes to court. She cuts off this
man's
feet.
That's a learning
lesson. He dies. She goes to court, pleads no contest.
Yeah.
They drop the felony charges and charge her with court costs.
Are you
so
kidding?
After cutting off this man's feet and he died, she has to pay $450.
That's it.
That's it. In other news, to Georgia for a heck of a plot twist. Family and friends gathered at the local Catholic church to pay their final respects to their dearly departed loved ones, Kristen and James Brock, who were slain by an unknown assailant who gunned them down in the middle of the night. Among those eulogizing the couple was Kristen's 17-year-old daughter, James's stepdaughter, Sarah, who gave a touching speech about the light that they brought into the world, the fond memories that she would cherish for the rest of her life, and the difficulty of having such great parents ripped from her life so suddenly. The crowd was moved by her speech. Except for James's niece, who was also in attendance and just couldn't quite shake the fact that while Sarah was choking up and crying during her speech, she never actually shed a tear.
Was that the tell?
Her suspicions continued for several months after that day, noticing Sarah posting details about the murder on social media that continued to change concerning her side of the story. The most glaring being that she claimed to hear nothing that night, in spite of sleeping in the same home that her mother and stepfather were shot in.
Also, she had a 5-year-old sister there.
And nobody heard anything.
And she's just sharing this information?
Yes,
with
she is.
Like online?
Yep. With everybody out there. Soon enough, an arrest warrant was issued for young Sarah, who was tried as an adult and charged with murder. But the murder doesn't stop there.
Jesus. Oh, God.
We go to Colorado. A man called police in Aurora to inform them...
This is the one.
It is. That he murdered his common-law wife of 20 years, but this was no crime of fury. He believed it to be mercy, Ted. Our man all had right. lost his job a couple months ago, and all he never told his wife about it. He continued to leave every day as if he was still employed. You know, he doesn't want to worry her.
Sure.
But as the funds dried up and homelessness loomed, the man saw no other option. Instead of spending his free time finding another viable option for income, he instead plotted the murder of his wife because he felt that she would not survive being homeless.
He didn't want her to be homeless.
Are you kidding?
Didn't think that she would survive it. That is literally what he said.
Do you believe this fool? Yes. Or do you think that's just the story he's telling the cops?
He carried out his plot, but could not go through with his own involvement in his own plan, so he called police and had himself arrested. He's now facing some serious charges.
Yeah, he called the cops on himself.
Yeah.
I understand that, but you honestly think that his true reasoning for doing this was that
he was going to take her out and then himself afterward. He couldn't go through with it.
The cops asked him, did you think that maybe you could tell her you guys could reconcile and try to figure out a way to work your way out of this problem monetarily?
Yeah, maybe.
And he said, well, maybe. I never really thought of it that way.
I never thought of it?
That's basically the inclination.
How about look for another job?
Yeah, that's basically
Jesus Christ, man.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
These are not logical.
Is this who sucks less? I mean, unbelievable. Mike, do you chop
you know
off
what this is? No you know
more.
What this is, Steve?
No more, Mike.
It's
no
a more. Positive Friday. No that's more. What it is. So do you know
don't
what?
You, don't you have any other stories? We'll just make stuff up.
Thankfully, there's good
all
news.
Right.
Is there Alan Thicke?
Let's go to Manhattan. This isn't near good enough to make up for it. But
let's just keep the bad news going. I mean, what are you going to mention? The Mariners last night?
I will in just a second, Ted. Sports is coming. We've heard of the little libraries that pop up in neighborhoods around the country, and even recently the dog libraries. You've seen those as well.
Let me guess. Someone burned it down, Mike.
But now one citizen in New York has given the Manhattan people something to get out of bed for. Ducks.
What?
She came up with the idea one day to start randomly placing ducks all around the neighborhood, finding
like
all
real
kinds
ducks?
Of...
No, yeah. These little tiny toy
plastic ducks.
Some girl gave me one in the weed store.
Okay. Well,
oh,
she was
of course
not.
She did. But she found all kinds of places, fences, poles, posts to stick the plastic ducks to with a magnet that soon turned into a scavenger hunt not only for the adults who were the original target for this whole deal, but the children that were there as well. As the number of hidden ducks grew to the thousands, she then deployed the couple duck libraries around the city where people can take and leave ducks to bring a little bit more light and joy to
the city. Also, the little rubber-sized ducks like the ones that people put on the...
With Jeeps.
Hey, when I rented that Jeep down in Palm Springs...
You get a duck.
I came out from the restaurant and someone had to put a duck on the hood put one on the dashboard. Like they donated one of their ducks for me.
Men's Room Sports. The Mariners find new ways to frustrate this newscaster. Brian Wu put on a clinic last night in the last game of the series against the Yankees, in which the Mariners had already lost as they fell in both previous games. Wu pitched a no-hitter through seven innings, coming to a disappointing end in the eighth, but the Mariner bats had come through to support and put up a 5-0 score going into the eighth inning.
Mm-hmm. Why are you reliving this?
The Mariners finished the game by getting swept by the Yankees, losing last night 5-6 in extra innings.
And Wu gets no decision
and
after all that.
Wu gets nothing!
Nothing.
Look, he had,
by the way, Mike,
he had two hits back-to-back. He's pitching so well. Just leave him in.
Frankly.
Leave him in!
So far, your duck story is not making up for anything.
That's what I said.
That was a weak story.
The Mariners are in Detroit taking the Tigers on all weekend long. Tonight's game is on Apple TV. The remainder will be en route for the rest of the weekend. You've also got Summer League basketball on all weekend. The Sounders play tomorrow night on Apple TV, and the Storm will be playing over on CW for a couple games this weekend. As far as your weather, we've got clouds moving in and out all weekend long to keep them skies beautiful, and the temperatures range from the low 60s to the high 80s all weekend long. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Well, you all can't pick up a Sixer or Men's Room IPA on your way home and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, do something positive. But we will return on Monday. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.